It's been over 150 years since Illinois soldiers faced Santa Anna in the Mexican War. However, traces of that battle, fought over 1,500 miles to the south, can still be found in the names of cities and the relics and museums. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It was April 1847, and American troops, under the direction of General Winfield Scott, were advancing toward Mexico City.
During the Mexican War, specifically during the Battle of Cerro Gordo in 1847, soldiers of the 4th Illinois Infantry who were participating in the Battle of Cerro Gordo came upon the carriage that General Santa Anna had been sitting in, observing the battle.
As Mark Whitlock explains, the smaller American force surprised the Mexican leader.
Apparently, he had taken his artificial leg off that was uncomfortable for him to keep the leg on. He was eating chicken and had his gold in the carriage with him. And as he was surprised that his Mexican army was being forced to retreat, he hurriedly evacuated his carriage, hopped on a mule, and rode off the battlefield to save himself.
The 4th Illinois Infantry came upon the carriage and made the interesting discovery.
They took the leg as a souvenir and ate the chicken and turned in the gold to their commanders.
Today, the leg is in the Illinois State Military Museum. Many may think it's an odd item to display.
Santa Anna was the general who took the Alamo and killed the Americans at the Alamo. So for these soldiers to find some part of Santa Anna would be like us finding some part of Osama bin Laden today after the tragedies of 9/11.
Such a big deal that the soldiers named their hometown Cerro Gordo. Today, a town of over 1,000 people in central Illinois. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.